What's hot in the strip clubs? Your hosts, the 2016 and 2017 recipients of the Exotic Dancer Publications DJ of the Year Award, Danny Myers and Alon Fong.
Hey, welcome to Behind the Curtain on What's Hot in the Strip Clubs podcast on Pantheon Podcast Network. I'm Danny Myers. No Alon on this particular show. We do the Behind the Curtain show separately, but today I got an amazing guest with me. Somebody who I've known for quite a few years, a beautiful, beautiful model, feature performer. I've got Raven Callie here with us. Hello, Raven.
Hi, everyone. How are you?
We're all doing good out here, man. We are all doing amazing. You know, I don't know if I ever told you the story about the first time I ever saw you, but I got to tell you this now because, you know, I'm going to make you blush. I was at an award show at Exotic Dancer Publications Expo. And you were on stage with Artemis Moon, whichever she was at the time. And you were one of her backup dancers. And I remember watching that and even watching the replay after it going, who is that blonde chick in there? Oh, and then I finally got to meet you. So, hi.
Hey, I was very, very fortunate. I had just started dancing and made friends who were willing to put their necks out for me. So it turned out well, and I got to meet everyone in the industry. It's like a family now.
Yeah, so you are a feature performer. Let's talk about what a feature performer is.
Well, so we get contracts through the clubs to come out and put on a full-length show, which we have more elaborate costumes. Some of us do acrobats, some of us do other styles of performances, but basically I like to call it like a Cirque du Soleil, but you get naked.
Yeah, that's the good part of it. That's the good part of it. So the main reason, other than just to be able to see your beautiful face, the main reason I brought you on today was to talk about a new project that you are doing with Molly Jane. And you have always had the feature creature's name. But that was the duo of you and Molly going out together doing a feature show, right?
Well, the Feature Creatures, that started out as a podcast idea that we had started about a year and a half ago. And when we started touring together, it kind of just fell in with that. And together we were Leather and Lace was our touring duo name. Mm. And we just we fell in with each other very well. We're both, you know, doing the same things. Our children, we homeschool, we do all of that. And then we kind of take on everything ourselves. Mm-hmm. And with the traveling, you know, it just worked out really well. And eventually we decided we wanted to talk to other features about their experiences. And on these long car rides that me and Molly Jane were having, we would discuss what we'd learned so far, trying to help each other out. You know, it seems from the outside to be a very competitive industry, but a lot of us are friends. Mm-hmm. A lot of us are friendly and we all just want each other to do well. There's room for all of us. So we thought maybe we could bring the podcast together and get word out that there is help out there. These girls don't have to go it alone and maybe avoid some of the mistakes that we'd made in the past.
Oh, well, that's cool. And you're taking it to a whole new level because you and Molly have just put together, actually today, the day that we are recording this is April 1st. Happy April Fool's Day, by the way, if that means anything. But today is the day that you are launching your Feature Creatures magazine.
Yes. We actually pushed it to tomorrow afternoon on the 2nd. Initially, it was going to be today. We had some major storms yesterday. And of course, you know, Molly's got a little baby. Mm-hmm. She's doing the new mom thing. So things get a little hectic. And we had some last minute submissions that we wanted to add. So we're pushing it to tomorrow afternoon. But yes, During Molly Jane's break with her pregnancy, we chatted a lot about what we wanted to do. And we knew we had to take a moment with all the life changes and whatnot on both of our ends from the podcast. You know, she had got a house. She bought a house. I had my own life changes. And then we came back together and thought, let's try to make it into a magazine that people can flip through. A lot of the content we already had for the podcasts, and it just kind of flowed. And I'll give her a lot of the credit for that, because I can't stand still for more than 10 minutes. I've moved about 12 times since I started this.
Yes.
I cannot sit still. For her to be able to sit in front of a computer and do this whole, all the graphics, and she runs it by me. I do some of the editing for the writing, but even then, you know, I'm not the one sitting and doing all of the technical work right there at the moment. And she gets a lot of props for that. But
well, fantastic. Wish she could have joined us here today, but she's a busy mom and taking care of stuff. But let's talk about some of the articles that you guys have, because I got to see a sneak peek, not of a finished product, obviously, but I got to see a sneak peek at some of the articles that you have in there. You talk a little bit about Clapper.
Yes. Okay. So Clapper, if I know many of you know Bailey Fox. She's been pushing this app for a long time now, a couple months. And it is a social media platform that's very similar to TikTok, except it is 17 plus. So you know, they have the age verification on their end. And you run less of a risk of being shadow banned or reported. Of course, there are rules, you know, it's the same platform in that you can post all these videos. You scroll through it, it looks almost exactly like TikTok, except you're able to promote your, you know, not safe for work content. She dove headfirst into this herself, and she was holding, I don't know if she still does, but she was holding classes for some of us who are trying to learn. You know, struggle to get to clubs that we feel comfortable working at. We can't always dance. Sometimes I was getting too thin. I could not keep dancing regularly and still put on a good performance or still be able to train properly. So I had to cut back on dancing myself, but also there were alternatives. And she opened my eyes and a lot of other people's eyes to how we could do that online and not sacrifice the things that we usually have to sacrifice to try to get to the clubs and maybe make the money we need to make that night.
Well, so, I don't want to give too much of the article away, but let's give just a little more hint about Clapper. So Clapper, you guys start a room with your viewers, and they all join in and they find out that you're on there, and then they can tip you. And they start spending money on you. And then all of a sudden, when you've got a bunch of people in the room, you can lock the room. And once the room is locked, you can do whatever on the camera. Am I right? Do I understand this right? Not that I've ever watched one.
You are 100% correct. Yes.
Yes.
And then a lot of people immediately jump to, oh, it's just straight porn. There are girls who just don't do porn. They don't get naked. They just, you got fans like I said, the internet's 24/7. It's all over the world. You're gonna have fans regardless, and it's not as limited as some of the other platforms. So you got someone who wants to see the soles of your feet, and you don't have a problem showing them. Make them pay.
Yeah,
you know, they'll pay for it.
Yeah. So to everybody who wants to learn more about Clapper, what it is, how you can maybe do it, or how you can maybe watch Clapper, make sure you check out the magazine. That's one of the articles in there. You deal with the very serious topic of mental health.
Yes. And that was, that's something that I feel a lot of people are ashamed to approach until it's too late for some, or maybe we know someone and, you know, we wish you would have this or that, or maybe just don't want the world to know what we're struggling with. And especially after COVID, there were a lot of excuses not to go before COVID. After COVID, when I found out that I could do it online, that was life-changing for me, because some people who are depressed don't even want to leave the house. And I 100% understand that. And I think we all go through it. And as isolating as this profession is, I think it's really important for other entertainers to know that there are options out there, and also I know it's kind of cliche, you're not alone. I mean, Some of the closest friends I've met in the industry, I've met because we share the same struggles. And I think that's really important because once we get down, it's already so isolating. Why think that you're also alone in that when there's ways out of that? So I did mention an article about telehealth online and some options there. And I think that especially girls on the road, or if you just don't want people to know what you're doing, you're on your phone and you can be texting your therapist, and some outside perspective from someone who has no skin in the game is good.
Yeah, I've gone through it myself when I tried to be a traveling DJ, and I had the worst time of my life, and I should tell you that story sometime, but not today. Okay, let's lighten things up. A dancer guide. What's the dancer guide?
Oh, Molly Jane, that's all on Molly Jane. She threw that together so perfectly. Basically, she wrote it all and I haven't read it
Okay,
yet.
well, I'll tell you because I read it. Basically, it's a lot to do with new entertainers, tips. Things that they're not going to teach you, because when you get hired on as an entertainer at a strip club, many clubs, not all, many clubs just they throw you to the wolves, sink or swim, and they don't teach you much. Some clubs are afraid to teach you much because of possible lawsuits and stuff. So this
I
is
will say
nice to learn this from other entertainers.
that was really embarrassing because I actually read it to help her edit it, and now I do. Thanks for the reminder.
Okay.
I
It
was
didn't
like,
leave
wait.
much of an impact on you, huh? No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Yes, she did a great job at putting that all together because we see it in person, and she'll point it out all of the time when we go to the club together. You've got a new girl, you've They don't know what the hell they're doing sometimes. It's like, okay, some of us, we remember being the new girl. You can't just sit there and fake it till you make it because you're not going to.
Right.
Hard and it's scary. And how do you act when someone's being this way to you? And how do you react when, or do you react when things happen? Or what about your safety? And what about your just making your goals and hitting those goals at the end of the night without all the dozens of distractions and the possible drug use, and you've got all kinds of things could go wrong, but a lot can go right too, as long as you have a good mentor in there, and she's very good with that.
Good, good. I'm excited to see this. And there's a lot of other articles in here too. You actually did an interview with me, which was very interesting. I love getting interviewed. I'm going to talk about that. I'm going to talk about music charts. Our charts are in there. The different pictures you have, and I'm gonna bring up all that. And I'm gonna find out what kind of pictures are in this magazine because us guys we like to see pictures. So we're gonna find out about those pictures too. We come right back. Hang tight. I am back with Raven Callie from Feature Creatures Magazine. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic.
Good, good. We're going to keep going here because we just started to talk about one of my favorite subjects, me. I'm not really that egotistical, but I play one on TV. So you, I guess it was actually Molly Jane who reached out to me about a month ago and said, we are going to start this publication. Can we interview you? And I said, yes. I thought it was going to be a podcast interview. Then she sends me a list of questions. And boy, it's harder to answer them when you're typing them than it is. I mean, you can ask me any question, I can answer it. But, it's so I had to pretend like she was asking me these questions and I'd answer them and type the words real quick. But yes, I got to be the first person, first DJ that you guys interviewed in there. So thank you for that.
Thank you for participating. I'm really excited that you said yes.
Yeah, I don't want to give too much away, but one of the questions was, who did I look up to? Who was my mentor? Who was my influence? And I said, my main one would be Dane Hansen. And of course, all of us in Panda, we have a saying when it comes to Dane Hansen, and that is hashtag fuck Dane, right? So I had to, I will never say that. So I ended up, oh, I think I just did. Okay, but anyway, Anthony Binger Baleo, the DJ out at Tootsie's in Miami, he took that whole saying and hashtag to a whole new level. He got a tattoo on his middle finger that says hashtag fuck Dane. So I had to throw a little dig in there.
And you had to have me throw it in there, right?
Right.
Finger.
Fuck banger. So I the only question I'm going to ask a Binger is, he has to keep getting this tattoo redone because, you know, the ink keeps wearing off. So what the hell is he rubbing his hand on so often that makes the never mind. We won't ask that. That might be a question for you if you interview him in there. Say, Danny Myers asked that, huh? So anyway, if you want to learn a little bit more about me, that's in there. You guys put the panda charts in there, which I thought was very, very cool. Panda charts, for those of you who don't know, Panda is Professional Adult Nightclub DJ Association. And every month, Alan Fong and I put together the Panda Top 20 music charts that's compiled by information sent in from DJs all over the world. And it's a great resource for DJs, for entertainers, because you guys are all looking for new music. I know more and more entertainers are getting to pick your own music, so it gives you some resources. You know, there's 20, 25 songs on there. Some you'll like, some you won't like, but it's a nice little source to go through and look. And so we appreciate that from Panda, by the way. Thank you for putting that in.
We appreciate you and your voice.
Oh, yes, my voice. Alan Fong did not get to join us on this show. So, and if you want to know what she's talking about, just read her iTunes review of my podcast. Huh? So you guys have pictures of models and feature performers in your magazine too, right?
Yes.
Are they naked?
I want to say they're appropriate, but PG-13. We've got some R. We got some boobies.
Boobies? We like boobies.
Depends on what the ladies want to send in, mm-hmm. because I won't ask them to do more than they're comfortable with. And you know, we have Bambi Wild this month, and she's got a gorgeous set in there.
Oh, cool.
Figuratively and literally.
Figuratively, yeah. She was was it Playboy Australia Playmate of the? Was it Playboy or yeah? It was Playboy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So she made that one. So.
She's done a few publications, but I've seen her her latest photo shoot. It's beautiful. It's gorgeous. And again, Molly Jane and her amazing skills at putting this together in the format that she did is just fantastic.
Okay. So this publication is coming out on April 2nd, which is probably the same day this podcast will come out. So that works out really, really good. Where can people see this?
All right, so we have Featured Creatures. We'll be sharing the link on our Facebook and Instagram posts. We do have a YouTube channel. Everything is under Featured Creatures. So we've got Patreon, Featured Creatures. And once we release that link and on the socials, you'll see the links for our link trees as well. So our individual ones.
Okay.
You know, each of us. We do have OnlyFans. We do have, I'm not sure if she has OnlyFans. I have OnlyFans.
Okay.
And some other loyal fans and whatnot. And of course, Clapper and all of my other links are going to be on there as well. I would give out my Instagram, but it
changes daily. I know.
It, at this point, hopefully right now it's Raven Collie 69. Let's all pray that this one sticks.
Yeah. I'm just going to. Every time I see I got a new invite from one of yours, I have to text you and say, is this really you or are you getting shadow banned?
You're not the only one. There are other people. And I found a few profiles using my photos that aren't me. And I keep reporting them and they're not getting shut down.
Huh. Okay, well, let's maybe you should post the fake ones so we can all get on there and report them. Sound good?
I'll do that right away.
Is this publication going to be monthly?
It will be monthly, yes. And okay. We are at the moment discussing physical copies for the future.
Okay, so everybody check this out. If you're a business, there's an opportunity for you to advertise in this as well. Check out all the articles, the stories, the Panda Top 20 chart. Sounds good.
Keep an eye on our socials, our social media pages. Everything will be updated there. And once our first drop is made tomorrow, you'll have the forever link for the magazine.
Fantastic. Raven Callie, I wish you so much luck along with Molly Jane on Feature Creatures publication. Look forward to seeing the official copy tomorrow.
Thank you, Danny. Thanks for having me.
Hey, just a little reminder, all of the What's Hot in the Strip Clubs podcasts, including the Panther Top 20, Bubbling Under, Off the Charts, Flashback Friday, Classic Rock Remixes, Behind the Curtain, Strip Club Hall of Fame, and Rockin' Pod Recap, can be found at whatshotitsc.com.
Thanks for listening to What's Hot in the Strip Clubs with Danny Myers and Alon Fong. Presented by Panda and Strip Joints Music. You can find us on all major podcast platforms. Thanks for listening.
Buck Banger.